Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Morning Mess.
It's The Morning Mess. Time for another one. We're talking about these staycation setups. Can we say good morning to Terry?
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Terry. So far in the email, we know that you're in a relationship with Clara, and that's about it. But obviously, you're a little suspicious about the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been social distancing and whatnot, so we just could sort of talking via FaceTime. And before bed, we were FaceTiming, and you know, she lives with her grandma, so she's kind of, you know, has to stay there.
Right.
She's taking it seriously, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I feel like that's what she says anyway. I feel like she might be cheating on me.
That's a big statement. I mean, especially if she's staying with her grandma. Like, does her grandma live at, like, a senior home? You think she's cheating on you with someone there? Or
with an old man?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to risk it for that wrinkled biscuit.
Oh, wow.
The thing is, you know, I don't know. She wants to be super serious about it, but the other day on FaceTime, I heard the Tinder notification sound three times.
Ooh. Hold on, a Tinder notification sound?
Yeah, yeah, and I know this sound because I had Tinder before we met, but I heard it on her side of the FaceTime. This very specific sound from Tinder coming from her end of it.
She needs to turn the notifications off.
Yeah, cheating tips. Okay.
Or maybe not have Tinder at all. I mean, on the FaceTime with her and you hear that, did you say something?
I asked her about it, but she was like, oh, yeah, you're hearing things. And I wasn't. I'm not hearing anything.
That is bold of her.
Yeah, it's super casual like that. I mean, I'd rather get to the bottom of it than just like wonder what the hell that sound was.
That's totally fair. So, Terry, I mean, I'm so sorry that you're going through this, and I know that you just heard like the notifications. Obviously, you know, bedroom time is not going to happen when you guys are social distancing from each other, and I don't know if you have this answer, but just in case, is there anybody in particular you think she might be cheating on you with?
I mean, not really. It's Tinder. It could be anyone.
Well, you know what? Let's just hit up Claire. Let's do the staycation setup. So what we're going to do, Terry, for you, we're going to call her up, pretend that we are offering a free romantic hotel stay. Anish going to play the front desk clerk. Anish, you're going to ask that first question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
If she does say someone else's name, then come in on the call, okay?
Okay.
All right, just take a deep breath, man. Let's hope for the best.
Okay.
We hyperventilating. I can feel that.
Aww.
A little nervous laugh. It's okay. It's all right, my guy. It's all right. Because if she's cheating, I know a few people I can introduce you to. And they give it up easy.
Oh, my gosh. Don't think about that right now. We still don't know if she's cheating or if she's actually acted upon it. So let's just find out up next with the staycation setup. It's your Morning Mess.
It's the Morning Mess. Back staycation setup. We talked to Terry. He let us know he has suspicions of his lady possibly cheating on the relationship. They've been practicing the stay-at-home orders. And I mean, there's so much to the story, Terry. When you were trying to talk to her, you heard a notification in the background. You're very familiar with the sound of that notification. It was what app again?
My brain is very in tune with the sound of a Tinder notification. Because, I mean, you know, everyone is happy when they hear that.
Well, except for you. And when you had confronted your girl about this, Clara, she said that you were just hearing things.
That's what she said.
So how it works, Anish, is like you both have to swipe right with each other. And that's when it gives you the notification, like someone paired with you?
That is correct. And one of the big things when we're talking about Tinder, too, is that if you haven't been on it for a while, I think it's usually like a few weeks to maybe like a little over a month, they will like hide your profile. So you'll no longer get notifications. People will no longer be able to see you. So if she's getting notifications from Tinder, it means like she's on it.
Active.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yikes.
Okay. Well, let's do staycation setup for you, Terry. We're going to call up your lady, pretend we're a 5-star romantic hotel, offer her the stay, and ask who she wants to put on that reservation. Hopefully she says your name. If not, then we give you the show at that point, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Clara?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi, Clara. Sorry about that. I should introduce myself. My name is Jonathan. I am calling from the Aurora Hotel, and I'm actually calling with some really good news. You've been selected as our grand prize winner of the free romantic weekend stay. It's a really amazing deal here, putting you up in the penthouse suite. We're adding in a honeymoon package. I was calling so we could get your reservation set up, but also to congratulate you on being that grand prize winner.
I don't remember submitting to any contest. I don't know what you're talking about.
That
is this some sort of sales thing?
It's not a sales thing, and I understand the confusion here. So because we're a new establishment, we partnered up with Google and Yelp, so we know that you have been a user on there and active with reviews. We were hoping to give this to you in exchange of a review of your experience. Since we're new, we're trying to build our presence online.
And how much do I have to pay for that?
Oh, no, it's free. It's complimentary. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes for the weekend stay. You'd only have to pay for room service if you decided to do that.
And then I have to, what, like, put a positive review or something, or put a review?
Well, we would want your honesty, so we don't have to spin it as just a positive, like, I don't think we're allowed to ask you that. So okay. It's just an honest review of your experience.
That sounds fantastic.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. So, Clara, I've got a few questions to get you set up here, all right? Now, my first one is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest of honor. And I wanted to see, what do you want to put on that personalized note? I'm ready whenever you are.
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I guess just put, it's about time I see you.
Oh, okay. I have that down, Clara. Next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need to get your guest's full name for us to continue.
Gosh, honestly, I don't know who I'm going to bring. Do I have to tell you right now? Like, can I just figure it out later?
We can just put a temporary name down and you can change it later.
I don't know. I have like a couple of options. I don't know who I'm going to bring yet.
All right. I've heard enough of this.
Damn.
Hello?
Hi, Clara, really quick, before you talk to your boyfriend, Terry, we legally got to let you know you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
What the f- are you kidding me?
Yeah, cool. This is all real.
No, it's not.
What are you doing? What's going on here? I don't understand.
I mean, you're going to, like, risk your grandmother's life to cheat on me?
Sometimes you gotta risk it.
No.
Not the time.
No.
Oh, who's gonna cheat on you? I haven't cheated on you. What are you talking about? You have so many options.
What's that all about?
Yeah, Clary, let me jump in right here. Like, he has a point. Like, who do you want to put in the reservation? Obviously, you would put your boyfriend. the option should only be one. It should be your boyfriend. So obviously.
What do you mean on Tinder? What are you talking about?
You can deny until you die, but we know the truth, so you might as well just say it.
You just wish her death? That's crazy.
Wow. No.
I know what I heard.
I have not cheated. I've been in a quarantine for, you know, I haven't cheated. There's no way. I live with my grandmother. I can't cheat. I have not physically been with anybody else.
Setting up dates on Tinder for the future counts as cheating.
Well, does it?
Girl.
Clara, that is emotional cheating. That you should not have that app in the first place if you're in a relationship that's supposed to be committed.
You're admitting you were on Tinder, right?
Yes, I'm home. I've been home all this time, bored with my grandmother. You know, there's only so much.
Well, play hide the finger. I don't understand. Like, you're setting up dates and you don't even mention your boyfriend.
I didn't cheat. I haven't cheated. I've done nothing wrong. You're being ridiculous.
You're being cold as are you kidding?
Well, we want to give you an opportunity, Terry, to give your last words to her, because obviously you have options here. You can either try to work it out. We have counselors here if you want to, or you could end it right now with her.
He's staying.
No, I'm just...
Ooh,
no, I don't have anything to do with her.
Okay, well, Clara, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'll talk to you later, Terry. I'll talk to you later, okay, honey?
I got one more thing for you, though, Clara.
Uh-huh.
I did it. I just wanted to hang up on you. Hold on.
Oh,
I felt petty. So Terry, my guy, please don't get back with this girl. She's feeling herself. She's cheating on you with 80-year-old men. I mean, let's go.
She can't stop lying. That's crazy.
They opened up the state, so let's open up a date. You know what I mean? You got any plan Bs? Not the pills. You got any plan B girls out there you can holler at?
Bye.
No, I don't, but you guys got any options for me?
Carly, you got some friends?
You know, I'm gonna suggest that you take time for yourself and don't try to date right away. Don't get on Tinder, because a hurt soul hurts another soul, and you don't need that.
Right, the option is counseling services. We are going to get that for you. Don't listen to Joey.
I don't know if I need any more time to myself, but thanks.
Oh, God. Okay, that's too much information, so you okay. Can hold on right there, sir. Yep. We gotta get you some counseling, okay?
The Morning Mess. Weekdays 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.